From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Massive blasts in China's northeastern port city of Tianjin have left more than 40 people dead. Hundreds are being treated at hospitals for injuries, and many are still missing. VOA's Bill Ide traveled to the scene of the blasts and has more from that location.
What we are hearing from state media is that there were hazardous materials at this warehouse. There have also been reports that suggest a fire had started before the explosion occurred. And actually, there were two explosions, one an initial explosion and the second, the massive explosion that has been reported here to be as much as 21 tons of TNT.
That's VOA's Bill Ide reporting from Tianjin, China. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad on Thursday, killing at least 67 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at the crowded Jamila market in Sadr City, according to the officials. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Myanmar's President Thein Sein carried out a purge of the leadership of the country's ruling party Thursday in a major political shakeup ahead of national elections in November. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
In a surprise move characterized as part of a power struggle in Myanmar, the chairman of the Union Solidarity and Development Party, Shui Man, has been removed. The announcement, read by Central Executive Committee Secretary Meng Meng Tay, says it was too much of a burden for Shui Man to be both party leader and a parliamentary speaker. The longtime politician had indicated in the past that he would be a candidate for president this year. An independent political commentator, Yan Myo-Tain, tells VOA all of the party leaders who have been ousted were reform-minded. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The next phase of the historic normalization of U.S.-Cuba shifts to Havana Friday, where the U.S. Marines will hoist the American flag outside of the U.S. Embassy in Havana. The event marks the ceremonial reopening of the diplomatic facility after decades of severed relations. Ahead of the ceremony, the U.S. is deflecting criticism about dissidents and not involving dissidents in the official ceremony. A U.S. official says there would be a second larger ceremony later in the day at the residence of Ambassador Jeffrey De Laurentiis, the U.S. Chief of Missions, including political and human rights activists. The embassy reopening will allow more Americans to travel to Cuba and give Cubans increased access to the U.S. Embassy in Havana. Swedish prosecutors say rape allegations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will continue to be investigated, but have dropped charges of lesser sexual misconduct. Three cases of sexual molestation and unlawful coercion against Assange were dropped because of a five-year statute of limitation expiration. Sweden issued an arrest warrant for Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct during a visit there in 2010. That investigation is effective until 2020. Assange took refuge in the Ecuador embassy in London in 2012 after British courts said he could be extradited to Sweden. He denies the charges, saying they are politically motivated. The United States says it has begun flying manned missions from a Turkish airbase to deliver airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. The Pentagon released a statement late Wednesday saying the F-16 airstrikes began earlier that day, launched from an airbase in southern Turkey. Coalition began flying unmanned missions from the base earlier this month. Turkey agreed last month to let U.S. Air Forces use the airbase near Turkey's southern border with Syria. Greek lawmakers are expected to vote later Thursday on a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. The bill would impose harsh new spending cuts and tax hikes in exchange for funding that will enable Athens to make a payment on its debt to the European Central Bank, and that will take place later this month. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.